Yesterday we introduced some basic halachos with regard to Chol HaMoed. We spoke of the Mishnah Berurah, who tells us that one is supposed to, l'chatchila, ideally, have two seudos each day of Chol HaMoed. We mentioned the Pesach B'Shem Reb Yaakov and Reb Moshe, that it's appropriate and it's a maila gedola for a person to drink wine each day of Chol HaMoed, because there's a mitzvah of simcha on Chol HaMoed, just like there is on Yom Tov. We mentioned as well the Magen Avraham, who seems to indicate that there is a mitzvah to eat basar each day of Chol HaMoed. So aside from yayin, also a mitzvah if one eats basar. And we spoke about the basic guidelines with regard to melachos on Chol HaMoed. We said that a melacha that is being done letzorech HaMoed, for the needs of Yom Tov, if it's a maisa hedjot, a simple type of melacha, it's permissible. But if it's a maisa uman, if it's a skilled type of malacha, there's no heter then to do so on Chol HaMoed, even letzorech HaMoed. But even a maisa uman, we said, is permissible if there is a dabra ha'aved. If one is seeking to avoid financial loss, then one is allowed to perform a malacha on Chol HaMoed, even if it's a skilled malacha, a maisa uman type of malacha. It is still mutter when there is a dabra ha'aved, a potential financial loss that one is looking to avoid. Towards the end of the divrei halacha yesterday, one of the chaver mentioned the question with regard to haircuts and shaving. So we mentioned that in Siman Tav Kaf Lamed Aleph, we find in Shulchan Aruch that Chazal forbade taking haircuts on Chol HaMoed. The reason given in the Gemara is because of Gzeirah Shlo Yikanes LaMoed Kishum Menuvel, that if a person is allowed to take haircuts on Chol HaMoed, he might neglect to do so before Yom Tov starts, and there would be a lack of kavod Yom Tov, beginning Yom Tov, not looking disheveled, looking unkempt. So Chazal forbade haircutting on Chol HaMoed, so that a person would be forced, if you will, to take haircut before Yom Tov begins. The question was then raised, what about shaving? And shaving, I mentioned yesterday, is a diyun in poskim. And if one is interested, there's an entire book written by Professor Meir Ben-Ayahu dedicated to this very topic, Tiglachat B'chol HaMoed. He spent years collecting tshuvos and the controversy that raged in halachic literature. He cites many, many tshuvas from the Chachma Italia in the 1700s, and fascinating overview of the entire halachic discussion. The controversy, if you will, begins with the tshuva of the Noida Behuda, written back in the 1770s, published in Or HaChaim, Simin Yud Gimel. The Noida Behuda is the first to raise the possibility of a makom lahatir, to shave on Chol HaMoed. What is the basis for his psak? So he cites the Machlokas Hashonim. There is a famous sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says that since the whole gzeira not to take care of Chol HaMoed is because you shouldn't neglect to do so before Yom Tov. So Rabbeinu Tam says, so if a guy in fact took a haircut Erev Yom Tov, so he wasn't neglectful of Kavod Yom Tov, he did prepare properly, he took a haircut Erev Yom Tov. So Rabbeinu Tam says such a person could take a haircut even on Chol HaMoed. Most Rishonim reject that approach of Rabbeinu Tam, and l'halacha we don't paskin that way, because they argue, number one, the Mishnah on Moed Katan, which lists the exceptions to the rule of those who are allowed to take haircuts on Chol HaMoed, does not mention someone who took a haircut on Erev Yom Tov, number one. And number two, how is anybody supposed to know, oh, this guy can take a haircut on Chol HaMoed because he took a haircut on Erev Yom Tov, and everyone else can't? Who's going to know who took a haircut on Erev Yom Tov and who didn't? So the Rishonim reject Rabbeinu Tam's psak, lakula. The Nebi Yehuda offers an explanation for Rabbeinu Tam as to why the Mishnah doesn't make mention of such an exception that one who shaved or took a haircut Erev Yom Tov can do so on Chol HaMoed. And the Nebi Yehuda's essential explanation is that even if one took a haircut on Erev Yom Tov, and therefore there's no concern that he'll enter into Yom Tov looking disheveled, there still is a shayla of malacha, says Nedi Behuda. There still is a shayla of malacha. And therefore, even if the svar of the gzeir is not relevant, because he did take haircut of Yom Tov, but mitzad malacha on Chol HaMoed, maybe that would be a concern as to why you can't take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. So suggests the Nedi Behuda, but he argues the halacha, and this is Nedi Behuda's basic psak. He says, if one did take a haircut of Yom Tov, and now the only issue is one of malacha on Chol HaMoed, he says, if one has the haircut given to him by a poel, she'ein lo mayochal, a very, very indigent individual who is in desperate need of money, So he has a hatzitz to do malacha. So then that individual could give this individual the haircut, suggests the Nebi Yehuda. He writes, bottom line, he says, if someone took a haircut, Erev Yom Tif, he speaks about actually giluach, shaving with the meshicha, with the ointment, with that, the depilatory, is that what it's called? Depilatory powder. Someone who is megaleach ayde meshicha. So he speaks of such an individual, if he is mitzta'er, biyoser, he writes, and he wants to do so on Chol Moed too. So he says, if he did so on Erev Yom Tif, so you haven't been a tam to rely upon, and if he then has a needy individual do the shaving for him on Yom Tif, on Chol Moed, that is, the Nebi Yehuda paskins, he can rely on that heter. Especially, he writes, one who is interacting with the government officials, and he always takes regular haircuts and shaves regularly, and it's a tzar gadol for him to have his beard grow long. So, and he'll also be mocked and taunted for it because of his interactions with the government officials. So such an individual, says the Nebi Yehuda, can rely on this heter. So writes the Nebi Yehuda in his Tshuva Simen Yud Gimel, and in his second Madura, Aruch Chaim Simen Tzadites, Simen Kuf Aleph, he has a back and forth with Reb Lemel of Eisenstadt, Reb Shaul of Amsterdam, where you see how his Tshuva generates such controversy, and there's such pushback against his heter. Such pushback against his heter. He writes here very interestingly in Madura Tinyana, in Simen Kuf, he says, I was considering keeping my heter somewhat private and not to publicize it, but he says, because of a specific reason that I have, a ta'am hakamus, a concealed reason that I have, I decided to publicize my heter, he writes. He doesn't say what his ta'am hakamus is, but the Chassam Sofer, in his Tshuvas, writes that the Tama Kamas of Nebi Yehuda is the following. What was the reason, the motivation, Nebi Yehuda published this heter? So Chassam Sofer writes as follows. He says, because people in his time were very tempted by the shaving with razor option. And Nebi Yehuda was afraid, if you let the hair grow too long, and they go back for a haircut, and they have a razor used on their cheeks, the violin is a d'oraisa of shaving with a razor. But if they're allowed to shave regularly, so the beard hairs never grow long enough to be subject to the issa d'oraisa, there's a minimum hair length that is necessary to violate the issa d'oraisa of removing hair with a ta'a, with a razor. Says Chassam Sofer, and Nebi Yehuda was motivated by that concern. He said to himself, if I don't give a hetzer to shave a Chol Moed, they'll let their beard grow long over Yom Tif, and then they'll shave with a ta'a, there'll be a violation of issa d'oraisa. If I give them this heter, this way out, to shave on Chol Moed, assuming they shaved on Erev Yom Tif and they have a poel ani, give the shave to them on Chol Moed, the hair will not grow that long. They won't violate the issa d'oraisa of using a tar. That's Chassam Sofer's explanation as to what the Nebi Yehuda was concerned about and to why he used this, publicized this heter to shave under these circumstances on Chol Moed. The Nebi Yehuda himself makes reference to the fact that if there are no Jewish barbers open on Chol Moed, that they might use a ta'ar with a non-Jewish barber to give them that shave. And therefore, he himself explains why he felt it necessary to give the heter for the Jewish barbers to be open, at least a poel ani she'en lo mayochal on Chol Moed for this reason. Okay, but moving on, beyond the Nebi Yehuda's tshuva, Rav Moshe, as I mentioned yesterday, in his Igros Moshe Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Samach Gimel, gives a slightly different heter. Rav Moshe writes, he says, the concern the Rishonim have with the Ben Atam is that if you allow someone who shaved Erev Yom Tif to shave on Chol Moed, well, who's going to know who shaved Erev Yom Tif? Says Rav Moshe, nowadays, that, in Rav Moshe's words, Bizman HaZeh B'Medina Seinu, those who shave their beards do so every day, so everyone knows who shaves regularly. So the concern the Rishonim had with the Ben Atam Shita, that if you shave Erev Yom Tif, who's going to know that that's why you're allowed to shave on Yom Tif itself, on Chol Moed itself? Everyone knows who shaves regularly. It's no chiddush, it's no secret. And therefore the concern the Rishonim had with the Ben Atam is no longer relevant, says Reb Moshe. So he writes, he says, B'medina shakol ha-mistapim, mistapim b'kol yom. And everyone knows that who shaves regularly. So therefore there's no chash, yesh lahatel l'kuli alma, says Reb Moshe. However, Reb Moshe, then, the Tshuva, as I alluded to yesterday, is not as forthcoming with this heter. He says that On the one hand, it's Barer, he says, that Bismanenu, Bimdinasenu, those who shave, shave regularly, and there's no Isra at all. He says, but Mikol Makom, I'm not noik to be matir, except for those who have a tzorech biyoser, or those who are mitzar biyoser. That's what Moshe's psak. Those who have a pressing need or are very, very uncomfortable, that he'd be makel for them to shave on Chol Moed if they shave regularly. He says, and if one wants to be somech on this heter, simply for the sake of looking nice, bishvil ha'yipur levad, okay, ein limchos, because mitzad ha'din it's mutter. So if one does it just for appearance purposes, don't object, because mitzad ha'din, says the Moshe, he thinks that it's permissible. So writes of Moshe. So his l'chatchila psak is, one who's mitzar b'yoser, one who's mitzorach b'yoser, yesh l'hater, and one who does so just for yipui purposes, for aesthetic purposes, appearance purposes, okay, ein limchos, me'ikur din it's mutter. Rav Shechter in his Nefesh HaRav quotes of Soloveitchik, as I alluded to yesterday, who felt that it's not just a heter, but he felt that one who shaves regularly, it's a mitzvah to him shave on Chol Moed. Why? He said, because the same way the Gemara, the Mishnah says in Moed Katan, that if somebody was onus, he couldn't shave before Yom Tov. He was in Avelus, he was coming out of prison, he couldn't shave before Yom Tov. So he has a heter to shave on Chol Moed. So Rav Yehoshua Ben Soloveitchik held that so too, one who shaves regularly is also an onus. Why? Because he couldn't shave every Yom Tov to hear they didn't grow yet. That's also an onus. How are you supposed to shave what's going to grow on Chol Moed on Yarv Yom Tov? It's not there yet. So he held mitzad ha'ones. That was also a heter to be makel on that basis. And he held it was a mitzvah to do so. L'kavad Yom Tov, to look b'kavadik for Yom Tov Sheni too. So he took it a step further. And he felt that it's not just a heter, but he felt it was a mitzvah, mishum kavad Yom Tov Sheni, to shave on Chol Moed, assuming again the person shaves regularly and did so on Erev Yom Tov as well. So that was the basic overview of the discussion. As I mentioned yesterday as well, most poskim though seems follow the pashtus in the Shulchan Aruch that even one who shaves regularly may not shave in Chol Moed, even if one did shave Erev Yom Tov. Rav Moshe's tshuva is considered to be a minority opinion, as is the shita of Rav Yoshua Ben Soloveitchik. It's considered to be a minority opinion by most poskim. Most seem to go with the standard approach that it's also regardless. But again, there are certainly those shitas that are mako. Just quickly to touch upon a couple of the ha'aras before we conclude. In addition to the issur of haircutting and shaving, there's also machlokas Raman Shulchan Aruch about trimming one's nails on Chol Moed. And Mechaber paskins it's mutter, Ramah paskins that it's aser. However, Mishnah Berurah writes as follows, that since it's a machlokes whether trimming one's nails on Chol Moed is mutter or aser, and we saw a gabe haircut in there, but Ben Tam is matir, that if one took a haircut on Erev Yom Tov, he can take a haircut on Chol Moed. So although we don't pass the commitment of Tam Lagabe haircutting, says the Mishnah Berurah, but Lagabe nail trimming, where to begin with it's a machlokes if it's permissible or not. So therefore, Mishnah Berurah paskins, if one did trim his nails Erev Yom Tov, he would be allowed on Chol Moed to do so yet again. But even aside from that heter, the Ramah writes that if a woman needs to prepare for tevilas mitzvah, she also is permissible to allow to trim her nails. It's just that without that, and without having trimmed one's nails in Erev Yom Tov, then it seems our Ramah says that the minhag of Ashkenaz is to be machmir, to avoid trimming one's nails on Chol Moed.